Oh, on eight plates, right.
Just tell me when you're ready.
Hey, Adrian.
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 There you go. We'll go live.
Get you all fixed up there. Good morning, y'all. As you can see, the judge is not here and Ms. Gentry is not here, but we do have a quorum and I'd like to welcome all of you to the October 14th general meeting for the Commissioner's Court. The time is 10:03 and we'll kind of get started. Mr. Ashley, Commissioner-elect, would you lead us in a prayer and then Mr. Nicholson lead us in the pledges, please?
Holy Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day and for these many blessings. We know that all good things come from you, Father, and we know that we're blessed. Pray that you be with us in the business of the court this morning. Pray that we do everything here honorably here today. Pray that you just be with the citizens of this county. Just bless us all. Keep your heads around us. And thank you for your son and his name that we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank the both of you for that. If you got any phones on, you might want to mute them. Let me start by I talked to our emergency management coordinator, Mark Nichols, and he sent me some update information. He's not here today, and neither is Ms. York. We have 427 total cases in Upshur County. 62 of them are active. 358 have recovered, and there are 7 deaths, unfortunately, we have to report. So that's the update on that. Do we have anybody signed up to speak?
No.
Okay. All right. So we'll get on with the business. Item 2.
I might mention that the state sent me an email Saturday saying they're confirming there's 10. They've been telling him on the telephone there were 3. Now they're telling him there's 7. And I have from the press office of the state health department, they're saying the regional office had informed our emergency management coordinator that there were 10, as y'all have been saying. Well, it turns out they're still telling him 7, but I have an email from him saying 10, so they still don't have it straight.
Still don't have it straight.
For y'all information, I would pass on that. Will be in the paper tomorrow, but I want to let you know there still is some confusion about it.
Well, right. Unfortunately, one's too many, but anyway, y'all just continue to do what you can do to facilitate protecting yourself and your families best you can do. Let's take item number 2, consider and take action on the approval of the minutes of the previous meetings, payroll changes, item C, payroll, item D, budget amendments, item E, accounts payable, item F, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment, or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, copy of check and explanation of funds from Trans Oil Marketing, LLC, for Upshur County school land, Upshur County employee position list, which with base pay revised 10/14/2020, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way permits and requests.
Motion to approve A through F.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And none opposed. Item 3 is to discuss and take action to approve the request from the Yule Fest Committee to use the courthouse lawn, walkways, and stairs and the vacant lot by the Roberts Building for the annual Yule Fest celebration on December 5th. 2020. We've done this in the past, and you know, any concern or discussion about that from anybody here?
I did not.
You know, We have a hand in the back.
My name is Anne Red. I'm on the Yule Fest Committee. And we'll be having someone putting the lights on the tree and the decorations on the lawn in the next few weeks. The tree lighting ceremony is November the 14th, so the lighting will be completed before that date. And we'll be having someone from the committee contacting the judge's office regarding the lighting and electricity.
Okay, Mr. Womble's not in here either.
He's not. He's at the city center.
Okay, he's out there. Okay, so any motion regarding that?
I make a motion to approve the request for Yule Fest Committee to use the courthouse lawn, walkways, and stairs in the vacant lot by the Roberts Building for the annual Yule Fest celebration on December the 5th, 2020, and approve them to go ahead and start setting up beginning November.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed are none, so that carries. Item number four is to discuss and take action to approve the request from Live Gilmer LLC on behalf of Fall Y'all Festival to use the courthouse lawn and the vacant lot by the Roberts Building from October 15th through October 18th, which is Sunday, for Fall Y'all activities that have been approved by the city of Gilmer. So based on the idea that the city of Gilmer has all taken a look at this, is one of Greg or Mayor, would you like to talk to us about that a little bit?
Well, I thought Adam might be here, but from what I understand, the vendors will be lining the lawn, and so I think that's why I had mentioned that you might need to check with the county to make sure it's going to be okay with that. But yeah, they are actually starting to bring in the rides. There's only going to be 10 rides. We limited it to 10, and they shut down at 10 o'clock at night. The employees of Crabtree will all be wearing masks, so that's a good thing, and randomly taking their employees' temperatures and such as that. The rides are going to be spaced out so far apart so as to minimize the concentration of the congregation of people. And so this is one of those things that hadn't had approached the city about to have a fall festival. The proceeds from this festival will go to the downtown area. So eventually the hopes are and the thinking is that the downtown area of Gilmer becomes an event, becomes a destination. I don't want to get off track, but eventually, you know, the downtown committee, we've discussed about Gilmer being the Sulphur Springs equivalent of Upshur County.
One thing
that's far down the road, but this is one of those things where downtown begins to put on more events to bring people here, whether it's a concert in the summer or whatever. Of course, with this pandemic, things have kind of slowed down significantly, but Live Gilmer, which is the nonprofit organization that's put this fall festival together, is for the purpose of promoting downtown Gilmer.
One of the things that I'd like to address too, they submitted, Crabtree submitted a list of items and things they're going to do, and also Live Gilmer submitted that also about how they're going to handle the pandemic situation as it relates to the governor's orders, and they're following the governor's orders, and everything is specific in there, and I signed off as the mayor on those orders because there's no reason why not to, because we're following the guidelines that are set down by the governor.
Okay, could you kind of answer my question? Because people are asking me, okay, the Amboree was canceled, but now we're allowing this.
Yes, sir.
So, if more time to prepare for stuff that needed to be put in place to allow
more structure.
They have things like we're going to have the first bingo they have every year. They have some other a livestock show that's going to have, still going to have that.
Yes.
So how are y'all doing that? Well, as long as you're following the governor's guidelines as they're set down and you're telling us that that's how you're going to do it and writing it out and give it to us and I'm approving it or the county judge is approving it if it's in the county, then there's no reason that we can't do that.
Okay.
And we're not modifying it to someone. Things are changing, it's modified. Well, you've already submitted these forms, these requests to us. And like this livestock show, you had, you sent the request to us, and based on the fact that you have several school districts involved, and all of them have agreed that you have this to work and do it this way, I signed off on it, and we're not modifying it at this point in time.
Right.
It's too close to the event happening, and if you would have resubmitted a whole new guidelines, maybe I would sign off, but right now, it's just too close to the event, so we're leaving blank for that.
Yes, good deal.
Thank you.
Y'all have any other questions? I spoke with Anna Conley yesterday, and...
Conley.
And my question was, in the past with the Amboree, we've always had protection extended to the county that, you know, if something happened on our grounds, that we would be not held liable. And she had indicated to me that she had insurance for this event.
Good deal.
Do you know about that? Do you know whether or not it, I know it probably protected the city, do you know whether or not it indicated anything about the county? She was going to come and show me something.
They said it's something with the county insurance as well. I don't know the details of that. I had asked for the Gilmer insurance, that's what, and Crabtree has the insurance on the rides and such as that. The fireworks is insured as well. So we have it, but I don't know the details of the county side of it.
Whether the county was put in there or not. Miss Williams, excuse me. Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Addressing the fireworks also, I know we had canceled the fireworks show with the Amboree. There is one going to do the Fall Festival. But we had passed the city ordinance regarding shooting off fireworks within the city. Right. And this does comply with that. They got the permits, they got the person that's licensed to do that. It's not just a random fireworks display we're having, it's set down the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. Ms. Williams, have you seen anything at all from anybody regard to this?
Let's see, this is.
We have two questions, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is there like someone to explain how they're going to social distance on the rides and the lines to the rides to not cause an increase of COVID outbreak in Upshur County?
Well, they've set that down how they're going to do that. I can tell you, but we have cops at the city how they're going to do that. They're going to wipe down the rides between people that
well, take they wipe. They're going to sanitize the rides when they set them up, and it's. I don't know what chemical they're using, but it's one of those that's long-lasting for at least the 2 days that they'll be here. So there should not, assuming the disinfecting of that COVID ride is successful, there should not be any transmission of COVID from the ride itself. It would be hard to have people wear masks on the ride, everything that I've read said that the majority, if not all, of the transmission of COVID-19 is done indoors, not outdoors. That's by this doctor, Jeff Guskey from Dallas. So I think as far as the rides go, I mean, we still can't make people wear the mask and everything.
Well, that's right. That's right. It's not the government's order that everybody wear a mask. It is certainly recommended that everyone use good judgment, and if they have fear themselves, or as the protocol states, if you've been ill or any of your family's been ill or you've got any signs of symptoms or anything, I mean, use good judgment. Don't show up here, you know. We know that there's going to be some people come here from other counties. Other areas, it's quite an event, and we still have to live our lives.
Right.
But we have to live our lives with good judgment.
Now, as far as the insurance goes, this is starting tomorrow. Do we need to take a quick recess and find out what this stays before?
I was going to recommend that if you don't mind, people, that we take a quick recess, try to get a hold of Anna, because she had indicated that she had documents that would protect the county. Yes, sir, Mr. Wong.
I was just curious about, are they going to use county water, things of that nature during this event?
They have in the Yamboree situation in the past. I understand, they have in the Yamboree in the past in the situation, and I don't think it's any time different necessarily on my part that we would prohibit them from doing so. I think, but again, it's a matter of protection for the county. I mean, if somebody goes down here and hooks up your water, as you and I have discussed, and they bust off a hose bib and it floods our basement, who's going to be responsible for it?
One thing for y'all's information that has not been brought up, I wrote a story about this event, obviously, coming up. Mr. Starnes told me, having Starnes, that there will be sanitation stations, I believe he called them, around the downtown area that will have both hand sanitizer and soap and water. So they are doing that, and that's just FYI.
Okay. Did you have a second question? No.
A two-part question.
I'd like to know what kind of thing they're using that lasts for 2 days, because I've been studying and beat up on this.
Like our case, like what they did in their patrol cars when they transported somebody that had COVID. Guy came in and disinfected the building and the cars, and it lasts, I don't know how long. That's a marked case question.
Okay. Do either of you have Anna's contact information?
Yeah, in the midst of texting.
Okay. I want to take about a.
Do we want to grab Linda? Have her come up with a state.
I want to take a 10-minute recess. We'll reconvene at 10:30. We're going to see if we can't find out what documents can be presented to us before we make that decision. So we'll reconvene at 10:30.
You want to go down? You want to go down to your office?
Commissioner's Court is now reconvening at 10:35. The reason for the recess was to get certificates of liability insurance that would cover Upshur County in the event something took place during the festival by Fall Y'all Festival. And we have that information to put in the record, and we're getting an actual policy printed right now. It's several pages, and we will include that with the certificate. So any more discussion?
I'm satisfied.
Well, the county is covered, then.
The county is covered. Okay, I need a motion.
Motion to approve the request from Live Gilmer LLC on behalf of Fall Y'all Festival to use courthouse lawn and vacant lot by the Roberts Building from October 15th through October 18th.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the use of the courthouse and the Roberts Building across the street, parking for this event. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
None opposed. That motion carries. So we're good to go on that. Item 5 is discuss and take action to accept for recording amendment to the plat for Village North Subdivision, lots 1 through 10 in Gladewater, Texas. There was just a minor change on the request. There's no effect on roads or anything, Mr. Jordan. And have a check for the clerk's office. So we need to sign that when we get done today.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the recording of the amendment to the plat for Village North Subdivision, lots 1 through 10, Gladewater, Texas.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
None opposed. That carries. Item 7, discuss and take action to approve a software agreement between Tyler Technologies. Whoa.
Donation.
Oh, I missed number 5. No. 6, that's the one I missed. I'm sorry. Discuss and take action to accept a donation from Bryan Farms LLC for repairs to White Oak Road. That's a $3,000 check, Mr. Jordan.
Bryan Farms is making a donation to the county for $3,000. They're also making a donation to the city of Big Sandy for $3,500 to do updates to White Oak Road. We're going to extend a couple culverts to improve the burning radius coming off of Highway 80. There's a short section of White Oak Road, which is in the city of Big Sandy, and then they take a hard right on White Oak Road. We're going to extend the culverts there and then overlay the road and make repairs for there.
Okay.
For them to get their ticket.
Okay.
And this donation will cover all the expenses?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ms. Williams?
Yes, sir.
This money that's coming in from this, do we need to, certify those funds before he can spend them?
That's correct. If what will happen in the next commissioners meeting, you'll sign the certification of additional revenues, and we'll budget in this 105 fund.
And we'll have the check by then?
We already have the check.
You did? Okay.
You got that, Andy? Did you hear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I need a motion?
I make a motion to accept a donation from Brian Farms LLC to repairs to White Oak Road.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to discuss, take action to accept a $3,000 donation to the county for White Oak Road. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed?
Is there extended coverage in those lines?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Item 7, discuss and take action to approve a software agreement between Tyler Technologies and Upshur County for services for cloud storage of a county official records. Do we need any discussion on that? Is that you?
That was approved at budget.
Yes, sir.
Right.
So that's just a formality agreement that has to be signed by the county.
Some housekeeping.
Just a housekeeping deal?
Yes.
So the action would be a motion to approve the judge to sign that from one of you.
Yeah, motion to approve the software agreement between Tyler Technologies and Upshur County for cloud storage.
And Grant Todd to sign it.
And Grant.
Yeah, and Grant Todd signed it.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. That carries. The judge will have to sign that when he gets back. Item 8, discuss and take action to approve the interlocal agreement between Marion County and Upshur County pertaining to the housing of Marion County inmates in the Upshur County Jail. Sheriff, want to tell us about that?
This is the same contract that we have with Cass County and Wood County.
$40 a day for prison, Larry?
Yes.
Okay.
It's $40 a day. Is that the same we've been getting for Cass and everybody? Any discussion on that or questions?
No.
Need a motion?
Motion to approve the interlocal agreement between Marion County and Upshur County pertaining to the housing of Marion County inmates in Upshur County Jail.
No second. Further discussion? You got a second? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item number 9 is discuss and take action to approve the maximum liability for Upshur County's 2021 COBRA rates. And they are the maximum COBRA rates will be employee only $949.41, employee and spouse, of which we have 29 individuals like that, would be $1,885.29. Employee plus children, we have 34 situations there, would be $1,685.65. Employee plus family, we have 40 situations there, would be $2,810.91 if we approve those COBRA rates. But that's the maximum liability for Upshur County. Any discussion?
I make a motion to approve the maximum liability for Upshur County 2020 to 2021 COBRA rates.
This would be the most county would be after somebody lost their job and to cover them until.
This is the most that someone would pay to continue their insurance.
Awesome.
If they needed to.
Okay.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? There not being any, that's all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries, none opposed.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Stick around, we'll sign some paperwork. We got through it.